I'm working in a local journalism website. It's the first local journalism website in Palestine called Duz. Duz means in Arabic, it means straightforward. Straightforward is the news. Our main goal is to connect people with the officials and the governance, and we're trying to make a bridge between the citizens and the officials, because there's nothing that can present citizens if there is no parliament.
Is there more that you can tell me about yourself?
I grew up in the city of Jenin. I belong to a village, or actually a town next to Jenin called Qabatia. It's a very conservative city. It's actually the situation here in whole Palestine. So you're lucky if you're living in such a family, if you're living in a family such like my family. So I think I'm a lucky one.
So, do you think that the occupation has affected your family in any way?
Sure, it really affected our life. It affects everything. We don't really what happens if you're moving from somewhere to another. We don't actually expect who is leaving and who is arriving. It's not really easy, and we always have a lot of expectations, a lot of thoughts. And I don't know. Sometimes we think that we just ignore, and we just forget that there's an occupation. But every time we face it, you know, in the walls, in the streets, even in the markets, it's always there.
Why don't the two just become independent states?
There's a lot of, there's a history. There's people who are living in Palestinian people who are living in that state, in that area of Palestine, and they were exiled. Now there is Israel in this area, so they think that they have the right of living in that area, and they should stay there. And they were not, the Israelis didn't allow them to live freely in their land. But the people who are with the two states solution are thinking of moving forward and thinking of forgetting the history, and also to think about our future, because we just can just keep fighting and just keep erasing the hating all the way. So they have just two opinions about this.
Sarah, thank you so much. The
Yeah, I want to really thank you that you're trying to make this connection between the Palestinian and the world. I really respect that, and I think that I really believe in the youth, and it's good that you're in university, and your professor actually told you to do this, and it's a good thing that they're trying to make a change from you, from people who are growing and going to hold this message. So I'm really receptive for this.